Are you Cheltenham ready? Download the Sporting Life app for the best coverage of the festival, including live race blogs, stable tours, interviews, video previews, and expert tipping.
How do you fancy going on after Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran? Not easy, especially when the stage that Honey in the Hills sparkled on has turned Baltic. Rich Ritchie isn't feeling cold in a three-piece suit from the Bertie Wooster collection, while Sir Alex looks calm as he banters with former United defender Paul Parker. Ritchie beats Fergie, Gaelic Warrior runs a belter for third, but Ampere Pass explodes past both under Townend. Day two is off and running with a 1-2-3 for Mullins and a 1-2-3-4 for Ireland. Maybe we have one, beams Willie. Maybe we don't, is the first summary of Fergie's mood as the heavily backed Hermes Allen fades. And Paul Nicholls, now 0-49 at the festival since Politologue's champion chase win 3 years ago, gets another reminder that this is a brave man's game. Now, for some old-school festival romance. Patrick Neville couldn't get owners in Ireland, so we opted for one more go, perhaps one last go, in Yorkshire. Owner David Mann didn't know his horse had moved, but said, sure, you'd always trust the neighbour's child. And the real whacker did them proud with a barnstorming display under Sam TD. Now for a problematic opinion. Jerry Cologne would have won the Brown Advisory under the old whip rules. Don't at me, but do watch the replay. You could sense Jordan Gainford wondering whether to use his rations early or wait for the nitty-gritty. Two hits before the last, four or five after, always at the right height, giving the hot favourite time to respond. Time will tell whether Sam gets banned for going over shoulder height, but Jordan's was an object case of a fine young rider tempering his aggression on a horse who finds bundles for pressure. Credit to him, but he missed out by a whisker. Langerdam makes it third time lucky at the festival in the Coral Cup, and the rain is setting in hard as they leave the paddock for a champion chase that's rare at the modern festival. The three market leaders clashed recently. The market tells us to take no notice of that Clarence House result, and the market is bang on as an Ergamine barrels down the hill and storms up it to repeat his 2022 win for William Paul. You can talk about white and orange takeoff boards all you want, but the bottom line is an Ergamine is exceptional. Correction. This entire Mullins crew is exceptional. Maybe the locals can bounce back on day three. Shake it off, sing the Swifties. Because, as Sheeran will testify, this week, you're up against the A-team.
Download the Sporting Life app for the best racing coverage, including live racing blogs, fast results, stable tours, trainer and jockey interviews, expert opinion and tips.